Okay, today we're going to continue packet 9. So tomorrow we're going to have Bez Hashem the Shir regular time. The one difference is that this week my Chumash Shir is part of the Ben HaSmestrin. So that means that we're not going to have it, we're going to have it in the Ezra's Nashim of Gluck at 12 o'clock. So that means right after we finish here, I have to go over there and give it there. Because it's an official part of the... it's going to be tomorrow instead of normally Thursday, the Chumash Shir. Thursday we'll be back here. Regular Bez Hashem. Okay. So, the topic is Be'inyan Ein Nofli Mapayim Balayla. You don't say tachanun at night. So we have to discuss, like Dr. Walter pointed out, about what about slichus, when we say slichus at night, what's the story of that? And then, and chassidim daven very late. I mean, the pshat and chassidim is they daven according to Rabbi Natam. So, I once visited a friend of mine, was a Rav in Kiryas Yoel. It was probably June time, and I walked in. I think I walked in at 9:30 when they were doing the davening mincha, 9:30 at night. But it was fine. I have no tinnitus because probably shkia that day was around 8:30. Was like the so it was still 60 minutes after, which according to could be still yom according to Rabbi Tam.
58 and a half minutes.
Right. So I didn't have any tinnitus on him. It was just interesting. Okay, the Tzur HaChaim. We've discussed the Tzur HaChaim in the past. That's the Talmud of the Rashba. So he says on page 2, Uvalayla ein lo nefilas hapayim. At night, there is no nefilas hapayim. Ein yesh bo dover mekubel hachachom, ki nefilas hapayim remez lamidas layla. Nefilas hapayim remez lamidas layla ve enof lo mapayim.
Does that mean you say it without falling,
or
does it mean you don't say it?
The Nefilas HaPayim Remez
Lamidas Laila. About the text, so
yeah, we say it. Yeah. I don't know. Could it mean... I don't know what's his Lashon. Yeah, so that what? That it's me... Nefilas HaPayim is like Midas HaDin. So it's Remez Lamidas Laila, which is Din. And therefore we don't want to put the Din together with... Now, we'll see. We'll have to see as we learn further in this packet if we have any clear references to see if he's referring to the Nefila or is he referring to the Amira. But he said you don't do it. Balayla... And I think Rabbi Moshe Shapiro from the library explained because that's the Midas Hadin, Balayla, and therefore it's not good to have to stir up the din of Laila with this the Tefilas HaPayim. It's also din, so we don't do it. But he says, "Lele Ashmuras Nogim Lipol Al Paneim Mishum Shu Karav Leyon." But the end of the night, you could. But the Pashas is, we'll see, different shitas, but the Pashas is Ashmuras, it means the last 3 hours of the night. Yeah, Ashmuras HaBokeh. That's the Ikar Zman, really. So that has a din of Yom. That's why the Pashas is, we'll see, there's some disagreement, but the Pashas is the Zman Slichas, the Ikar Zman Slichas, is not... from Chatzos on. It's really from the last 3 hours of the night. I believe the whole Chatzos thing, I mean, we'll see, it isn't poskim, just was a thing of the Chazanim. They start Slichas, the first night of Slichas, the debut of the Chazanim. So that could be able to do it, 3 hours last 3 hours of the night. They can do it.
Well, we say, that doesn't sound like a 4 hour thing. It sounds more like it's Saturday night,
not Sunday
morning.
Yeah.
Right. But still, the night really means the Ashmuras. We'll see.
But to say before Chatzos is a big Shasat Chat.
Yeah, so we'll see. Let's see.
What do the words mean, Makarva, Dava, Lixos, Benetios?
Lixos, Benetios is some Kabbalistic idea that literally means the cut, the Netios. So it's some type of thing that you're causing some type of, in Shemayim, some type of upheaval by doing this. So now we have the parish of the Rikanti, the Menachem Rikanti. Someone's calling. 1 second. Hello. Hello. Can you call me back? I'm giving shiur now. Call me back after 12.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Bye bye. Call from Eretz Yisrael. The parish of Menachem Rikanti on Parshas Korach on page 4 Pasuk Vayiplo Apneim Nima Sod Godol Benfil Sapayim Yilom Tzorech Lachavim Betchina V'tov La'asosa Satfilim Sod Somlech Gula L'tfil L'chaber Sa'ol Yos Echad Meisharem Is L'shchina Ken Osor La'asos Nefil Sapayim Balayla Shalom La'fridam Min Habinyin. Okay, also lasos la freedom, shalom la freedom and habinyan. Ketam enomim tefilas arvus tehilu la David. I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine. What he's saying here, he's making a comparison that we don't say ashrei by Mariv. Just like we don't say tachanun balayla. Shalola, freedom and habinyan. Yeah. I don't know, is he referring to...
He's just reads binyan here as it's one unit.
What's one unit?
In other words, it's one Esra
and his field spine is one unit.
It's one unit.
There's no chazar sashats in Arab.
So therefore, he says you shouldn't do it... freedom and abinyan. So if you do it by Laila, then what would you be doing? You would be...
Not in the time of Chaver Sa'ola, which is opinion based on Mikdash, which is only in the daytime.
Or is he saying Dr. Rabbi Hess was saying that the...
Shibur of Shmona Esrei.
Shmona Esrei and Tachanun is the Chibur, and... But Shmon Esrei, you're saying it when?
Amen, maybe.
He's saying if you'd say it by Laila, then you would be Mafrid Min Habinyan. Ketam ein obrim tefilas arvus tehilu l'David. You don't say Ashrei by Marv. So just like you don't say Ashrei by Marv, you don't say. I'm not sure.
That's what we're trying to figure out.
Yeah, it's all Kabbalistic. Yeah, so I think it's what Rav Hess is saying, that it's.
The structure of
tefillah. So what does that mean? You shouldn't.
Did you mean as micha the tefillah amida?
Which amida? Which amida? Which one? Mincha? Which tefillah? Shachris? Mincha?
Because he talks about some
tefillah too. Or is he referring to?
So while then, as you talk about the field of pine balayla.
Yeah, and obviously shachris, you're not going to do the field of pine balayla. Maybe mincha. Or...
No, but so that would be your reason why not doing it balayla. What's the reason why we?
He's saying you don't do it balayla.
Because you don't have.
Because you don't want to be mafrid min habinyan.
But you don't have binyan by marriage.
No, binyan maybe is like what Rabbi Hester is saying is the Shimon Esrei of.
The unit.
So therefore, if you're going to do it balayla, then you're going to separate it from the Shemot Esrei of Mincha or Maariv. Or... And it's similar to the fact that we don't say by Maariv, Tehila, Ladovim. We don't say Ashrei by Maariv. So,
the Gula of Tefillah, I think, is using as a. It doesn't mean God is royal. It means. Just like when it's Somech, Gula of Tefillah, one should be Somech, Shmona Esra, Tachon. It's the same category.
Right, okay.
And that's what he's saying.
So, therefore, what? Therefore, you should.
Therefore, you should not. You should say Tachnun before night, just like you should.
The Tachnun of what? Of Mincha or the Tach?
Yeah, by Mincha.
Tachnun of Mincha.
Just like you're saying, just like one has to be Somech Ulo the Tefillah by Shachris, the same thing.
You have to be Somech,
which is also in him like Chaberes Oel.
Yosechad.
So also by Mincha.
You should say Shmona Esrei, and then
go with Tachan, just like Ula goes with Shmona Esrei by Shachris, by Mincha, Shmona Esrei goes with Tachan.
Right. And what's the comparison of Ashrei and Maariv?
Sure.
I don't know. Okay, we have to speak to the Mukubalim amongst us. Okay. So let's look at the Lvush now. Says the Lvush, Ein Noflim Al Paneim Malayla, V'atam Ki Nefilas Apayim Hu Lachnia L'midas Halayla, Shehu Midas Hadin. When it was Nefilas Apayim, you're Machnia yourself. So if you do it Malayla, so what he's explaining, a little different than what we said before, is that you're Machnia yourself to the Midas Hadin. So there's Lila's din. So if you're doing it by Lila, you're subordinating yourself to the Midas Adin. We don't have Midas Adin. Because Tachanun is your Machniya yourself. So you shouldn't be by Lila when the din is Shoylait. You Machniya yourself to Midas Adin. You know you're nothing by Lila, you Magbirim Kocha. Because then you're giving the Midas Adin its full credence. You're not trying to be Mamtik the din. You're trying to stir up the coals of the din. Yeah, similar maybe to the Nittel idea.
The reason they is
because you're strengthening the Kochas HaTumah that are in the world then. You know. Right. But it's a. It's a Lavdil, but it's a similar notion. But the Leila Shmuros, the last 3 hours, and you could, because nearly time of neshu korav liyom midis hayom shu midis harachemim mimasheshes vavo. So once it's the last 3 hours of the night, then the yom is coming. Then you could.
That's why we said you'd give them midos at that time.
Lutchabe venk enkan kitzus v'maskil yovin v'idom. So that's. So that's an idea that you can do it mashmur, but he's saying you machnir yourself to the midas adin. So, and then he writes in Dalit, he says nogalul shalol pil paneim gam shalol yomar mizmor hatachanun lo bebeis ovel v'lo bebeis chosam. So here he puts
right. So this sounds like in Gimel he means just
the Gaza. No, so but you do say the Tachanun. Here he writes, not to don't fill upon him, not to say Tachanun in the base Ovel or base Chosin.
Right.
So base chasa, we understand it's a simcha. But why base ovel? You think it should fit in very well in a base ovel? So he says no. He says the base oval thing is the same reason of a laila, because in the base oval is the koyach of the midas adin, so therefore we don't want to stir the koyach of the midas adin.
His reference to the Sefer Torah makes me think that he's talking about the literally falling rather than saying.
Well, he says here you don't do either. In this, the first line in Dallas.
So when he says at the beginning,
so that's what Harav Friedman here is saying, that maybe the Gimel he didn't say that. Right. So maybe what he wanted to say, Harav Friedman, is that you only don't fall upon it, but you do say Tachanun in Palaila. When he said the Ovel Kvar Midas Adin Mesuach Kenegdo, so then whenever there's Midas Adin Sholeit, then you don't say Tachan. So Beis Ovel no Tachanan, and the Laila no Tachanan. And but for Chasen and Bris Mila is Mitesh Shiruyim Besimcha, Faces Horus Midas Harachemim Kumo Meshabes V'yotif. So that's how the way the Levush explains it, is you're subjugating yourself to the Midas Hadin. So you're giving in, so to speak. So you're not trying to. Usually we try, like on Sukkos, the Gra says, we're Mamtik the Din. That's the Mayim. You'd have. Right?
There's a Hadol over here from Rabbi Azulai.
Yeah.
Number Dalit on page 7.
Here, where is it?
It's like right under the little bush. It says, I know it's something.
Yeah. Called the Ovel is Kislachat. How can I have Ovel? But Ovel, yeah. He's saying he's comparing Chag to.
Yeah, and now he's saying Ovel is like a Chag.
Right.
And that's.
Yeah, that's a different one. Yeah, that's a different idea, yeah. Let's take a look for a second. We skip a little, we're going to come back. Look on page 12 for the Shulchan Aruch. So then the Magen Avraham and Sif Kot Tess quotes the Rikanti. The Rikant Parashat Kot Kosov L'Harech Meslichas Ad Nochon Hayom Vazip Lo Paneim. You should be Marech Meslichas until close to daylight. So then you can do the Fields of Pine. Minach Zelo Yitachem Be'er Rosh Hashanah. Because on Erev Rosh Hashanah, you don't say Tachan on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, take a look in the Machzis HaShekel, that's the Perush of the Magen Avraham, on page 13 in the bottom. We can't lo yitachon be'erev Rosh Hashanah dim yamtin asher yare yom lo yer rashai lomar tachanun. Right? In other words, you have a little problem on Erev Rosh Hashanah, because if you want to do it at late at night, Yashmura, to be Yom, but Erev Hashanah is the Yom that you don't do it. Tim Yamti Vashayar Yom, Lo Yer Rosh Lo Matachlu. So basically, he's saying that on Erev Rosh Hashanah, what you should do is you should say the last 3 hours of the day, of the night, and it's still night. So you don't have the din that it's Erev Rosh Hashanah, you don't say Tachanun on Erev Rosh Hashanah, which is not technically Erev Rosh Hashanah, even though the night. And you're allowed to say it because it's not really the Zman Hadin. So it's a funny type of halacha. That was normally, you say Tachanun by Yom. You can only say it Belayla if it's the end of the Laila because that's Yom. But here, this Yom you can't say it anyway. But if you say it at night, which has the din of Yom, but it's not really Yom, you get your cake and eat it too. Because you could say Tachanun because it's not Erev Rosh Hashanah, and it's not, even though it's Laila, it's not the full Laila, and you can still say it. See?
You're saying say it at night.
Yeah. And fall. Yeah. And because it's not technically Erev Rosh Hashanah yet. So Erev Rosh Hashanah is really the day of Erev Rosh Hashanah. But he says, what happened if it came later? And the attack, it was the daytime already. And we don't say Tachanun Erev Rosh Hashanah, like we don't say Tachanun after Shmoneh Esrei. So he says, still you could say it. He says, you shouldn't dafka wait. They normally, if you wait till the daytime, that would be the best. At Erev Rosh Hashanah, you shouldn't do that. But if it happened that you were saying it, it's still, you know, we could still say it. Even though technically Erev Rosh Hashanah, you don't say Tachanun.
Yeah, so but in the context of Slichus, it's different than the context of the...
But he's not saying Shabbos. That. He's saying that really you shouldn't be saying Tachanun. People don't realize that Erev Rosh Hashanah, you don't say Tachanun, so Pashas Slichus also you shouldn't say. But since he's saying that usually the people would say it at night, meaning...
You'd really have to daven early because Slichus Erev Rosh Hashanah takes an hour and a half.
Right.
So if you're daven at 5 in the morning, by the time you get to 6:30, it's already almost Nets.
Yeah.
They start here after Nets. 6:45 they start.
Yeah.
That's
yes,
you get later
minions. Yeah. It's
not the early. Look, that's from the...
It's
not
the climb here.
Yeah.
Clock starts at 6:45.
Okay. Well, let's look at the Magen Avraham now, on page 12. Karav Yom, Kanti, Kosov, Harif, Maslichas, and Minig Zelo, you talk about Erev Hashanah. I am Tim Kuf. Nearly the Mishra Katfilas Mincha at Alayla, Lukuli Alma, Enofli. But if Tfilas Mincha came till the night, on a regular day, you shouldn't Enofli. Tfilas Alayla, Tikbar, Sadin. Because it's Zman Din. The beginning of night is Zman Din. So this is the source, this Magen Avraham. Even though the best time to say Slichas is really when? Ashmuras Boker. That's the last 3 hours of the night. But this Magen Avraham has the Makor that after Chatzos is not the Zman Hadin really anymore, even though it's not the ultimate Eis Ratzon either. And that's why that's the Heter to say Slichas after Chatzos.
So,
he says, and it's better to skip Avinu Malkeinu if the time that you're saying Avinu Malkeinu to say Slichus, to say Tachanun Bayom. It's more important than saying Avinu Malkeinu. So, if you're going to say Avinu Malkeinu, and the time you get Tachanun, it's going to be Laila, then it's better to skip Avinu Malkeinu. But if you look at the Taz, but like in the fields of Pi Remes the Midas Lila. Can't cause the Joseph memory. Nearly Shane Lochas calls Munchal. So he says you only have to Shane Vade Lila. So that's it. So it's drawing Beta Shmash, so you can still say Tachan, they say. The fields of Pi.
They don't say
Daven and Bemento because
they might say it at night.
Yeah. Unless
they're
going to
say
Ben
Shmashas,
so
it's okay.
Right. Because some people say they Daven during Ben
Shmashas. About the men of the Chassidim. Yeah. The whole Chashashas, they might come to say it at night. Even if they Daven early, they go there, Mincha Gdolo, or to Mincha
Gdano. Yeah, but I'm saying the worst case scenario.
No, but Chassidim will Daven during Ben Shmashas also. So, Mamela, it could be that the Mamish going to get.
They've got 57 minutes.
If they daven during.
57 minutes.
And a shlosho is between mincha and this. They can mamish get the tachanim between his vaday laila.
Why they ever been a tam? They don't hold shkias till 57 minutes after.
No, I'm telling you, but the chassidim, I told you, I was in the shul. They were davening 9:30 at night. They were starting mincha.
Before 58 and a half minutes is vaday yom.
Yeah, so they're starting mincha 58 between that and chazar shashatz. You're going to get to 72 minutes.
You know, they were at a wedding, they're waiting for Samar Rebbe to come, and he finally shows up, and it's 9:30 at night, sometime after the winter, Hanukkah time. And he says, "Oopsie, I haven't done milcha yet." So he turns to Rav Moshe and says, "Stam and Rosh Hashim is already done milcha." So Rav Moshe answers him, he says, "Yesterday I
done
milcha, today I haven't done milcha."
Yeah.
Of course, he said
it
in Yiddish, I can't
say it. The Svara of the Taz, when he says, "The Lord Gora Minal Ashmura Shufar Muyon." So
right.
Avram would say, I argue with you because it is worse. Because he says the Chilas Halayla, the Burs and Even.
Yeah. Well, right, so he's saying, right.
This Svara of the Taz is exactly the opposite of the Magen Avram.
Well, I hear what he's saying. Chilas Halayla, unless you say Chilas Halayla means Laila Vaday.
But what he's saying is, if it's close to night, what's the difference if it's close to night or if it's close to morning? But the Magen Avraham is saying that the difference is because the beginning of the night is the worst
time.
The strongest din.
Right.
Of course it's different.
Right. Unless you say, no, but the end of the night is we can come to day. So that's okay. But and the beginning of night, if it's made a shmosh, is also okay. Because it's still suffic yom. But if it's Seis HaChacham already, that's Vade Laila, and that's not coming today, the morning yet, far away from that.
But even when it's Safek Laila, it's Safek Laila with the Gurus of Yimim. It's not just,
Yeah, but it's still Safek Yom, so he's saying that that's okay. So that Taz is an important Taz.
I was once in a shul. They didn't say tafnim. Someone there said, "No, you have to say tafnim." Because I guess because it's fast, the Danish practice still say tafnim. He went ahead and said tafnim. Is that the correct thing?
When was it?
I was in a shul once. And Adam Chashuk, he got upset that they weren't saying tafnim after, already after Shkia.
Right.
But he said you have to say tafnim. He went down and said his own tafnim. Is that a correct?
You mean it was better shmoshes?
Yeah.
So that's the task, yeah.
Yeah, I'm saying, but if the
Tzibur HaSidim
is not doing it, should you go ahead and do it? No,
if the rest of the Tzibur is not doing it, then you shouldn't make an announcement. Especially, you shouldn't make an announcement that you're doing it.
I forget about this announcement, but let's say just, should I privately do it if the rest of the people aren't doing it? Is that
Pashas not.
Is that Parsh Bina Tzibur?
Yeah, Pashas it is.
That's like Europe. Yeah.
Now there's a tshuva from the Maram in Rutenberg. Take a look at the Maram in Rutenberg on page 14 and 15. Ma'u sheyipol oldem al panav ba'arvis. Tachanun by Marv. So he says, "Have you heard me? Bechol mutar lipol upon a vachat filas marv, a fil betzibur." So the Maram Rutenberg says during the weekday, you can say tachanun by marv. If the v'chein minig bebeis rabbeinu shebebovel, v'mishabosu yom tovim yochid tzorich levakish rachmim ol farnasa o sheish lo chola o sheish lo tzorich. Yeah. He says, "Shu matzina shem is next parashish ora the tzarch adam l'rachamim yivakesh v'yipo alpanav biyachid b'chol tefila afilu b'shabbos." Because if he really needs, he can say Tachanun on Shabbos. It's a fascinating thing. Yeah, in other words, he has some tzara that he really wants to daven to Hashem. So you could say tachanun even on the...
What about the whole thing of not like Shabbos, Himi, and Lizot or something?
Right. So he's saying, but still, if it's a real tzara... So you can say it in all the tefillas. That's a fascinating thing he's saying here.
Along with B'yochid.
B'yochid.
But then he says also the tzibur. If it's a shah for the tzibur.
Yeah, but in the first paragraph...
If it's tzar for the tzibur.
If it's tzar for the tzibur, he says even the tzibur.
Chasra omdi b'shol v'docha. Vuto l'vach v'yam v'pol v'pnei b'shabas afil b'tzibur. Wow. So if it's a big Indian, even b'tzibur.
You're on clay pish on the Bible.
I think we have a shnayis about on Shabbos you can see.
Yeah. So that's a fascinating thing. You look at the Rambam on page 16 and 17. It says min haposha b'chol Yisrael she'ein b'fiyas apayim b'shabbos is morden lo b'rashanam lo b'rashay chandoshim tanam b'kurim lo b'mincha shal arvish shabbos yom tom lo b'arvish shabbos yom v'yesh yichidim she'nofalim al p'neim b'arvish. We have Kibbutz. So he says some people have the minhag that the Noflim are Pneim, the Arvis, and the Yom Kippur.
Yom Kippur is the whole day, is Mitzvah Zorah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, if you look at the Das Torah of the Marsham, the Das Torah was written by his grandson, the Maggid. I used to do daven with the Maggid in the Shari Chesed. He has the name of his grandfather, Rav Shalom Shadron, the Maggid. So he got the name, and then he put together this thing, Das Torah. Das Torah were different psukim from different Kisvayai, from the Shutz, and he put it on Seder Shulchan Aruch.
The brother-in-law of Rav Shalom Zalman.
Correct.
Yeah.
So I used to be together with Rav Shlomo Zalman, the Maggid, Rav Rosenthal, they all davened together in the Groshu of Shari Chesed. So he says, Ayin Shut, 19, Maram, Rav Yidim Chol Abut, Rav Yidim Chol Abut, Rav Yidim Chol Abut, Rav Yidim Chol Abut. So he says that, you could, right, that's the Maram Rav Shuvah, that on a weekday, you could say, can be no fall up a pie even b'tzibur. But he writes at the bottom, in kavanos, shot in my grandfather, maybe is that they used to daven marv early. So they daven marv early, right? So then they would do, you could do tachanun even by marv. So it's funny. So technically speaking, you make an early Shabbos. And technically, you can say tachanun. People will think you're crazy, but they're, you know, they saw or something. Let's go to the tour here, page 20. Kazalot al shem of sar shalom gon shemuto liko al paim uvaket rachim al chatzil zargis afil betzivo. In a minute, we base from Beit Shem Bavol. So, no fun of playing Arvis puts me on Shabbos. So there are all types of minhagim to the no fun of playing. So it's all totally a minhagim. So you can have a minhag on Shabbos. You can have a, you know, but he's saying that Laila is more chomer not to do Balaila. Because Taz is Mekel on, yeah, on Beit HaShemashos, and the other posts give a Mekel the last 3 hours of the Laila. But the first 3 hours, so it's the beginning of the night, then you shouldn't.
It's a Shasai,
yeah. Yeah. And if you look in the Sefer Makor Chaim, from that's the Baal Chavos Yoyer. He wrote a parish on Shulchan Aruch, so he writes, he quotes this Maharam Rutenberg that says that you can do the Nefilas Apayim after Marv. He says, should Maharam Rutenberg reuse Yeshu Nefilas Apayim Machat Nefilas Arvis? In Vekach Lori Machisi B'Chabur Yom Kippur Katan B'Ervash Kodesh Shekhalo B'Yom Hei Kodesh Shekhalo Rosh Kodesh Yom So they would say Yom Kippur Katan was on Thursday when Rosh Chodesh was on Sunday. And it says V'nimshach l'famim im chashecha tem yagim utachanan. So he says that you want to rely on. So one of the Forsham points out, maybe it was in the Otzer Halachas I saw it, but one of the Mepharshim points out, you see this Makor Chaim argues with Rav Shalom Shuadron. Because he learns, Pshat, that when the Maram Rutenberg was Matir after Mariv, so Rav Shalom Shuadron says it means that they down Mariv early. But you see from here, one of the Sfarim that I saw pointed this out, maybe the Otzer Halachas or a different one, that, no, he's saying that they would daven, the minhag used to be that they would, after Marv, even if they would daven Marv late, they would say Tachanun.
He's talking about the continuation of Mincha, isn't he, from Erev, Yom Kippur
Katan? Yeah, 1 second. Yeah, but it was Malayla, that was the point.
Yeah, but it was the continuation of Mincha.
Yeah,
from Yom Kippur Katan.
1 second. Jesus will have to feel Cyrus. Right, so, but he's bringing a raya from the reason he wasn't mocha that they would say Tachan on even Balayla was because the Maharam of Rutenberg says you can be nofel upon him after Tfilas Arvis. Ah, but if that was talking about Arvis Bayom, what's the raya? So that's what the Sefer pointed out. You see that when Maram Rutenberg was Matir in the Tfilas Apayim after Tfilas Arvis, it was even Malayla. So you see there's a heter to do it even Malayla. So therefore, when they did it by Yom Kippur Katan, maybe even if it was, you could say it was after Mincha, so it was still Malayla. He also wasn't Mocha.
A few years ago, I was happened to be at the Kotel for Marav Erev. Which is a big Yom Kippur Katan. You couldn't get near the place to an hour after Shkia, at least. It was just so jammed.
Yeah. And one last thing we skipped on the Olas Tamid. So on page 11. And this is going to be the answer to your original question. Is it in a Nefila or Amira? So in the Olas Talmud on page 11, he says you shouldn't do it Balayla. But if he says, quotes the Magen Avraham, or quotes the Surah Chaim, that if it's after Chatzos is okay. But Kodim Chatzos, Yomer HaMizmor Zulas Nefila Zapayim. See on page 11 at the end of the bracket there. He says, if you want to say Tachanun in the first part of the night, you could say it, just don't do the Nefilas Apayim. So you see that the Iker Kepeda was the Nefilas Apayim Balayla. That was your original question.
Yeah.
So you see that the Olas Talmud writes that the Iker Kepeda was the, and that's what you put on Friedman, that it's in the Nefilas Apayim, but you could still say Tachanun Balayla. You can't no fill upon him. So Mustafa, that would be a good Eitzah for Erev Rosh Hashanah. That people are saying Tachanun just to say it without the feeling of pain.
Yeah, but
Maybe that's different. It's, I don't know if it's the same din of Erev Rosh Hashanah. So Erev Rosh Hashanah with the minig is not to say tafen at all, so it's not necessarily an eitzel.
But Erev Rosh Hashanah, after Chatzos, if it's 4 o'clock in the morning,
yeah, but the best time to say slichas is really, I mean, life becomes very difficult because people see the people who stay up, they say any after chatzos, so it's not really the best time. But it's, you don't have the midas adin, so it's not sort of like a neutral time. In other words, if you say it early in the day, so that's man adin. You really shouldn't say it. If you say it at the after chatzos, it's like it won't be the Mias Adin, but there's not the real time to say it is the Ashmuras, you know.
Places that are makbid to have a Chatzos minion all through Sluchas.
Right, here also, but that's really not the Iker Zman. That's not the Iker Zman. Iker Zman is
the last 3 hours.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
On page 20,
I'm of the believer that it started with Chatzos, that was the Chazonim. You know, because Lamaisa's shuls usually don't do it at night during the rest of the time, but the first night, that yeah, we'll do it because that's the show time. That's the, you know, and that permeated like 98% of Klal Yisrael.
As I said, the language of Motzei Shabbos Kachuna, it seems to imply that it's not Bashmar Sabokin, that it's really after Shabbos.
Right, so that's a question, how to deal with that lotion. But it's still, but the whole island, I guess, you can still call the Motzai Yom Menucha. Still, Motzai Shabbos, you know. So these things, yeah.
Also,
you can only
eat
Malo and Malka Tolpatsai.
Because that's up to Rob, or? Well, that's
the last year. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, on page 20,
yeah.
And he says, Shenofim Avnim Ba'arvis Chutz Me'erev Shabbos. So, if he didn't Nofim Avnim on Arvis Erev Shabbos, what about by Shachris? Meaning, Arvis Erev Shabbos means Thursday night, right?
No, he means
what's the Ma'arif before Erev Shabbos?
Well, I think he means Friday night.
Friday night is Shabbos.
Right.
Can you have to read the language
for me,
please?
Says Shenoflim Alpneim Ba'arvis Chutz Me Erev Shabbos.
I think he means
the Arvis before Shabbos is Thursday night.
Yeah, but I don't think he means that. I think he means Friday night.
Yeah.
No, if you have a minute, no Felponim by Ma'arv, so you can do it. Thursday night is no different. Friday night is different because it's Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, but it means okay. So this is a fascinating discussion. It has to with slichas and these things. Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue. So we're gonna the Tachan Shir is gonna be here. Tachan Shir is gonna be here, and then right after I'm gonna run to the other place because that's the Chumash Shir is officially under the auspices of the Shiva
Penas.
YBH. Okay, very good.